Very good morning to you all. Good morning, all. Good morning, church. Welcome to Newport on Tay Church of Scotland and to our service of public worship. Welcome to you who are here physically. Welcome to those who are worshiping with us via Zoom. And welcome to those who will be listening to our service afterwards on our church's website. For those who listen to BBC Scotland, this morning I was the preacher. At least one member of the congregation listened to me, and that is Anne, speaking about St. Andrew's Day. I'm sure you can still listen to a broadcast of that. Yesterday, I received a call from Neil Rowley that the mother who was in St. Serves had a fall and had been taken into Nine Wells Hospital at intensive care. Unfortunately, she did not survive, and that is Anne Rowley. Please, can we stand for a moment of silence in honor of Anne? Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, each time we experience death, we are reminded that this world is not our home. We thank you for the people we love, and we know that when you call them out of this world, you bring them into your marvelous light. We pray now for Anne Rowley, who passed on, that you will accept her by your side and keep her safe until that time when we meet to part no more. And we pray for many others who have passed on, that their lives will find peace at your side. May the soul of Anne and that of all departed people rest in perfect peace. Amen. Our introit psalm is Psalm 39, the verses 4 to 13. Show me, O Lord, my life's end and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting is my life. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Each man's life is but a breath. Man is a mere phantom. As he goes to and fro, he bustles about, but only in vain. He heaps up wealth, not knowing who will get it. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent. I would not open my mouth. For you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. You rebuke and discipline men for their sin. You consume their wealth like a moth. Each man is but a breath. Hear my prayer, O Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Be not deaf to my weeping, for I dwell with you as an alien, a stranger, as all my fathers were. Look away from me that I may rejoice again before I depart and am no more. Amen. Let us worship God. And our first hymn is hymn number 160. Praise my soul, the King of Heaven. Thank you. Let us pray. Gracious and eternal Father, humbly we gather in your presence, mindful of the wisdom you have shared through the scriptures and that you continue to share to impact our lives. Father, as we will be reflecting today from Ecclesiastes and Matthew, we seek your guidance and illumination. May your Holy Spirit be our teacher, opening our minds and hearts to the timeless truths embedded in these passages. In a world marked by change and uncertainty, we come before you, our Creator, recognizing that in every season of life, you remain steadfast. As we embark on this journey of worship together as a church family, may your Spirit guide us, making the sacred words of Scripture come alive in our hearts, imparting wisdom for the challenges of our journey. Gracious God, as we contemplate the call to remember you in the days of our youth, we confess the times we have allowed the distractions of life to pull us away. In the busyness and noise of the world, we acknowledge moments when our connection with you took a back seat. Forgive us, O Lord, for neglecting the foundation of a meaningful life built upon a relationship with our Creator. In the face of the challenges of aging, symbolically depicted as a decaying house with doors shutting and windows dimming, we confess our fears and anxieties about the fleeting nature of life. Forgive us for allowing the fear of aging to overshadow the eternal perspective that comes from our relationship with you. As we grapple with the vivid imagery of life's finality in Ecclesiastes, we recognize the sobering reality of our mortality. Yet in this acknowledgement, we find hope. A hope that the dust returns to the earth and the spirit returns to you, the giver of life. Forgive us, O Lord, for the times when the finite nature of our earthly existence led us to doubt your eternal promises. Gracious Father, we thank you for your abundant grace and the assurance of forgiveness through Christ. In him we find comfort and confidence, knowing that your love covers our shortcomings. Receive us anew, O Lord, as we turn our hearts back to you, ready to anchor our lives in the assurance of eternal hope. May the reality of resurrection hope transform our lives, infusing them with a renewed sense of purpose, comfort in times of grief, and courage in the face of uncertainty. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray, who taught us always to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Jesus loves the little children is our next hymn. Good morning, children. Good morning, everyone. Good morning. How are you today? It's very cold, isn't it? I almost thought of just lying in bed this morning and not coming to church. I wonder what would have happened. There would have been nobody to preach or to talk to you this morning. And some of you are already wearing your Christmas stuff. Grace, that's beautiful. It's so good to see you all this morning. And I will begin our talk again by asking you a few questions. I want to talk about growing in God's garden this morning, growing in God's garden. So firstly, who here likes to plant seeds and watch them grow into beautiful flowers or vegetables? Who here? Oh, so many hands. Wow. What kind of seeds do you plant? Yes? Sunflowers. Okay, good. Do you do vegetables? Do you plant vegetables too? Nice vegetables. Good. Now, have you ever wondered why some plants grow tall, why others don't? Have you ever thought about why some plants will grow tall, while others will not grow tall? They will either remain short or sometimes they die off. Do you know what happens? Yes? They may not have enough water. And water is very important for plants, for things to grow. If there is no water, definitely they die. So there are certain seasons in this country you can't plant anything because when you do, you would not get any harvest. What are those seasons? Yes? Winter, like now. I'm sure if you plant anything now, except you do greenhousing, you will not harvest anything. So you need the right temperature. You also need water for these things to grow. So, do you think our lives are a bit like a garden? Do you think our lives are a bit like a garden? Are there ways in which we can see our lives as if they were gardens? Where we plant seeds and we want them to grow. I think our lives are a bit like a garden. Now, there is a book in the Bible, it is called Ecclesiastes. And the wise man there is talking about people remembering God when they are young. In effect, he's saying that you kids, you should remember God now that you are young. And let the word of God grow in you. Because as we grow older, we have to have those values that we have learned from the time we were small to continue to keep our lives strong and healthy. So the preacher says, remember God while you are young. And I'm so pleased that that is exactly what you are doing in this church. Coming to church every morning, praying, learning at Sunday school, and listening to children's talks. So how can you keep the Word of God alive? How can you water the Word of God in your life? Any answers? Yes?
If you don't have water,
yes?
You can't have any trees in your garden.
Yes, correct. Let's put our hands together for... If you don't have water, then you can't have anything in your garden. So what do you need also for yourself as a child of God to continue to grow? Yes? Okay, you need food and water to eat. Of course, I had nice breakfast this morning. If we don't eat food, we will not grow. So what do we need to keep the Word of God alive with us or to grow in the Word of God? What do we need? Yes? We need to come to church, and you are doing that already. Pray. We need to talk to God constantly in order to keep the word of God alive, or for, you know, to for the garden to flourish. We are gardens. For the gardens to flourish, we need to water them. And in this case, in the church, we need to talk to God, because prayer is talking to God. All say prayer is talking to God. Can I hear the children? Say prayer is talking to God. So we need to talk to God. So each time we pray, we are talking to God. But more than that, for those of you who can read, we also need to read our Bibles. And as we do so, we will keep the word of God with us. So remember your Creator, God who has created us in the days of your youth. And as we continue to do that, we will grow in our faith and we will flourish. Let us pray. Gracious God, our Heavenly Father, we give you thanks again for this morning. It's a cold morning, but we've managed to come to church. We thank you for that. Continue to energize us, O Father, as we serve you in the world. And we pray especially for our children, thanking you for them and for their lives. We pray that the power of your Holy Spirit will continue to be with them and in them, shaping their lives as they grow in the faith. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Our next hymn, Blessing and Honor, Glory and Power, 442. Thank you.
morning's lesson is taken from the Old Testament, taken from Ecclesiastes chapter 12 and verses 1 to 7. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble came and the years approach when you will say, I find no pleasure in them. Before the sun and the light and the moon and the stars grow dark and the clouds return after the rain. When the keepers of the house tremble and the strong men stoop. When the grinders cease before they are few and those looking through the windows grow dim. When the doors to the street are closed and the sound of grinding fades. When people rise up at the sound of birds, but all their songs grow faint. When people are afraid of heights and of danger in the streets. When the almond tree blossoms and the grasshopper drags itself along and desire no longer is stirred. Then people go to the eternal home and mourners go about the streets. Remember him before the silver cord is severed and the golden bowl is broken, before the pitcher is shattered at the spring and the wheel broken at the well, and the dust returns to the ground it came from and the spirit returns to God who gave it. Our New Testament now is from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 22, verses 23 to 33. This passage is entitled Marriage at the Resurrection. That same day, the Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him with a question. Teacher, they said, Moses told us that if a man dies without having any children, his brother must marry the widow and raise up offspring for him. Now, there were seven brothers among us. The first one was married and died. And since he had no children, he left his wife to his brother. The same thing happened to the second and third brother, right on down to the seventh brother. Finally, the woman died. Now then, at the resurrection, whose wife will she be of the seven, since all of them were married to her? Jesus replied, You are in error because you do not know the scriptures or the power of God. At the resurrection, people will neither marry nor be given in marriage. They will be like the angels in heaven. But about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but of the living. When the crowds heard this, they were astounded at his teaching. Thanks be to God for this reading and from his holy word.
Our next theme, when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Our dear Father, open our eyes to see the wonders of your truth, our ears to hear the whispers of your wisdom, and our hearts to receive the depths of your love. May your Holy Spirit move among us, guiding our understanding and speaking to the depths of our souls. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. Remember your Creator, navigating the seasons of life. Dearly beloved congregation of God's people, this morning we are reflecting from the book of Ecclesiastes, that ancient text attributed to the wise King Solomon. And it offers us profound insights into the multifaceted seasons of life: youthful vigor, the challenges of aging, and the sobering reality of death, but most especially the resplendent promise of eternal life. Life, with all its twists and turns, joys and sorrows, can leave us pondering the purpose and meaning of our existence. In Ecclesiastes, we encounter a sage voice wrestling with these very questions. In a world that is filled with constant change and uncertainty, these passages, both Ecclesiastes and Matthew, offer timeless wisdom, urging us to remember our Creator in every season of life and to know that our lives have an eternal destination. In Ecclesiastes 12, the wise teacher offers us insights into human experience. The passage begins with a powerful exhortation: remember your Creator in the days of your youth. In a world that often pulls us in different directions, the call to remember God in our youth is a reminder that the foundation of a meaningful life is built upon a relationship with our Creator. It is an invitation not just to the so-called youth or young, but to all of us to prioritize our connection with God amidst the busyness and distractions of life. In Ecclesiastes 12, verse 2 to 5, as the passage unfolds, the teacher vividly describes the challenges of aging. Symbolically, he paints a picture of the aging body as a decaying house, with doors shutting and windows dimming. And this imagery serves as a reminder that life is fleeting, and the physical aspects of our existence are temporary. In our contemporary context, where the fear of aging often prevails, the wisdom of Ecclesiastes teaches us to embrace the reality of our mortality while focusing on the eternal perspective that comes from a relationship with Almighty God. Verses 6 to 7 of Ecclesiastes 12, we are confronted with the vivid imagery of life's finality. There are metaphors of the silver cord breaking, the golden bowl shattering, the pitcher being shattered at the fountain, and the wheel broken at the well. These powerful symbols capture the undeniable truth of our mortality, highlighting the inevitable reality of death. It is a sobering moment that forces us to grapple with the finite nature of our earthly existence. When Woody Allen, the renowned filmmaker, comedian, and writer, commented that I am not afraid of dying. I don't just want to be there when it happens. He was expressing a common sentiment about death, acknowledging the inevitability of the event while expressing a humorous desire to avoid the experience of witnessing it. Yet within this somber reflection on life's transience, there emerges a profound glimmer of hope. The dust returns to the earth, and the spirit returns to God who gave it. In these words, we discover an assurance that transcends the temporal boundaries of our physical existence. Our destiny is not left to chance, thank God. Nor is it confined to the boundaries of this fleeting life. Instead, it is cradled in the hands of the Creator, the one who, even in the face of death, offers the promise of eternal life. And this promise finds its crescendo in the words of Jesus in Matthew 22, verse 32 to 33. Here, our Lord Jesus Christ affirms the reality of resurrection, and he declares that even in the face of physical death, believers find their hope in God, the God of the living. Our spirits, once departed, return to God, and our ultimate destiny rests securely in his hands. The concept, dear friends, of eternal life, far from being a distant theological abstraction, becomes a present reality that should shape our perspective on life. So, how does this truth impact our daily lives today? In the light of resurrection hope, we are called to live differently. The reality of eternal life through Christ should infuse our experience with hope in moments of loss, comfort in times of grief, and courage in the face of uncertainty. Our faith is not anchored in a distant and lifeless deity, but in the living God who conquered death and offers us the promise of eternal life. As we navigate the various seasons of life, let us live in the light of this resurrection hope. Let it be a guiding force, shaping our responses to the challenges of aging, the uncertainty of our earthly journey, and the finality of physical death. May the assurance of eternal life empower us to face life's inevitable uncertainties with a confidence that our God is with us in every season, both in the finite and the eternal. Let us therefore remember our Creator, embrace the eternal hope offered through Christ, and live today in the light of resurrection hope. This is the Word of God, and in it and from it we find our peace. Amen, and let us pray. Faithful God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you because you have created us in your own image. You have given us life. And we thank you because you remind all of us about the processes of life and the stages we all go through. Help us, O Father, to accept your will for our lives and to continue to remember you in all that we do. Take away the fear of death from us, even the fear of aging, and remind us of our eternal destiny. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. We sing again from our hymn books, the hymn 580, Abide with me, fast falls the eventide. Let us dedicate the offering and let us intercede. Gracious and eternal Father, we bring before you our offerings, tokens of gratitude and acknowledgement of your sovereignty over our lives. Just as your wisdom guides us through the seasons of life, may our offerings be a testament to our commitment to remember you in every aspect of our existence. Heavenly Father, we remember you in the midst of life's seasons. We lift up our voices in intercession for the world around us. In regions torn by wars and conflicts, where the cries of anguish echo, we pray for your peace to reign. Bring comfort to those affected by violence and guide the leaders towards paths of reconciliation. Lord God Almighty, we intercede for those grappling with sickness and mental health issues. In the face of physical and emotional struggles, may your healing touch bring restoration. Provide wisdom to healthcare professionals and surround those in need with supportive communities. As the world faces economic crisis and various frustrations, be a source of hope for those burdened by financial challenges. Inspire generosity and compassion that resources may be shared to alleviate the suffering of those impacted by economic downturns. In the fear of death, Lord, grant assurance. May the truth of resurrection hope penetrate the hearts of those gripped by the anxiety of the unknown. Comfort those who mourn, and remind us all that in Christ we find victory over death. We intercede for those entangled in useless pursuits, lost in the distractions of life. Draw them towards the eternal purpose found in you. Break the chains of worldly temptations, and reveal the abundance of life anchored in a relationship with our Creator. Lord God, our Father, in the face of global challenges, may the assurance of eternal life through Christ be a beacon of light. In the midst of uncertainties, let your church be a source of comfort, hope, and unwavering faith. Empower us to be agents of transformation, extending your love to a world in need. As we remember you, our Creator, let our prayers rise like incense, reaching your throne of grace. In the name of Jesus, who conquered death and offers eternal life, we pray. Amen. Please, if you are able, stand and let us together affirm our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father. And he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. We bring this service to its close, singing, Thine be the glory, risen, conquering song. It's 419. Thank you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May God, who knows the thoughts and desires of every heart, guide and strengthen you with all spiritual blessings and grace, that you may daily rejoice and be ready to give an account of your faith in the world. Amen.